access to receive messages of clarity, guidance, and love. As channeler, psychotherapist, and author, Noemi Grace has an intimate dialogue with the divine on your behalf. Lisa Berry, creator of the show Light on Living, will be co-hosting as live callers ask their burning question on self-love, self-healing, deepening relationships, areas of struggle, and next steps. By simply listening in, you're receiving wisdom that will lead to sacred stability from every channeled message that Noemi delivers. Join us now as we give you access to angels and grace. Happy 2020, everyone, and Noemi. Hello, hello. How are you, Noemi?
I'm doing well. I might be a little sniffly, but I'm well, and I'm just excited for the new year, but in a way that's more grounded than usual for me. Not feeling the impetus to, you know, get out and do all these challenges. Oh, 5-day challenges. And I've done them before. There's nothing wrong with them. But for me, it's this just like, oh, allowing the changes to come, allowing the openings to come, being receptive and open and, you know, seeing what shows up and having some desires, but I feel so different this year. It's more grounded and centered and just peaceful.
I wonder, you just made me think of something. I wonder if it's because you've been channeling even more stronger and powerfully for the last year, and then we launched this show. I wonder, do angels and does Source recognize a year change, or is that more human of us?
Oh, that's totally human. It's totally made.
What? They didn't have a New Year's party?
They're partying all the time. You know, there's no, you know, the angelic realm and the certainly the divine. There's no judgment there. There's love all the time. So it's kind of like a love fest all the time.
Oh, well, see, now I don't feel so bad staying in with the cats and falling asleep. No, okay.
Not at all. Because the love was right there.
That's right. I love feeling all the time. Yeah, there's no timeline. There's no emergency to go, oh, I got to feel love. I've got to feel accomplished. I've got to feel this. And that really comes from the inside when we work on ourself inside. And it seems like you've been working on maybe grounding on the inside without even knowing it.
Oh, I think I know it. But this time, the transition from year to year, I think it's for us as humans natural to sort of reflect as we get into the second half of December or certainly that last week. Mm. How was the year? What do we want? What are we happy about? What are we content with? What did we struggle with? What would we like to see differently? And, it's learning from all of that. And then learning how to change from the inside, you know. So one of my clients recently, who's a gym rat kind of a person, he said he's staying out of the gym because all the resolution people are clogging up the trainers and everything.
Oh,
and in a few weeks, he'll go back to the gym because the gym will be back to normal, you know.
I love that. The resolution people.
That's exactly how he called it. And I just thought, well, yeah, you know, because the idea of a resolution is we recognize change would be beneficial, but a lot of times just go at it like we're attacking some kind of wild animal, and it's part of us there's part of us spearheading it and part of us very resistant and not wanting to get out there and make that change. And
I love that. What change is beneficial? Yeah. That's such an important question to ask.
Absolutely. And so, you know, I often do meditations from Deepak Chopra, from the Chopra Center. And so he has a little blurb, and sometimes he has Oprah with him, and they talk a little bit, and then there's a mantra, and you do the mantra for a while. And one of the things he said recently that stuck out for me was, stop trying to change and open yourself to the power that creates change. And I thought, wow, that is so profound. And that started a dialogue that I had with the divine about, well, what does that mean? And how do we create change without trying to change, you know?
Yes, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just want to mention with all this, we talk about resolutions and goal setting, and that's why we actually titled today's episode or show, Are Your Goals Going to Make You Truly Happier? And I love that we're talking. So we use the word goals because that's what people think of. Like, what are your goals? What are your New Year's resolutions? But we're really talking about change. And I love that you had even further dialogue with Source about change, which I believe you're going to share a little bit right now. But that's what it is. It's a beneficial change that we're all looking for. And then we'll welcome it extra in the 2020.
Oh, absolutely. And we know that change will benefit us a lot of times, but we also see that it's going to take some effort, and we may see that it's too much. It's so much work, and it's so we get resistant to the change. So we're in this tug of war with one part of us going, go to the gym, or you know, don't watch your anger or whatever it is, and the other part going, ugh, I don't want to, it's mm-hmm. too much work. And so we become this kind of tug of war internal. And, because the vast majority of New Year's resolutions are completely thrown to the wayside, certainly by Valentine's Day, if not before. So, you know, it's, and people make the resolution because they recognize that there would be good to have change, and they make the goal or the intention, you know. So I went from resolutions to goals to intention. Let me put out a word or two, and it's good to have that kind of perspective. But the pushing and the forcing the change doesn't usually work, and unless you're one of those people that just can force their way through life, and some people are, they just can keep plowing through whatever, but most of us are not. And so
I love that you said that forces change, the forcing of change. I thought of it earlier. I thought, well, you know, as opposed to forcing the change, it's best to have a deep strategy, and the deep coming from like inside, like where's your strategy coming from the inside for this change and for these benefits?
Well, and for that, we need to listen to our heart too, not just our mind, right? You know, so
yes,
because the deeper you go, your heart, your soul, listening on the deep level, and that takes practice, and it takes development, it takes learning. And so I just wanted to read a little bit from my recent conversation with the divine, when I asked the divine to expand on that statement from Deepak Chopra.
Can you restate that statement so we can get
okay? Stop trying to change and open yourself to the power that creates change. You know, so I was asking about that and sort of why do these, you know, how can we help people that at this point in time are wanting to make a change to not get in through that typical pattern that becomes disappointing of, oh, change didn't happen. I tried. I couldn't do it. And so I'll just read parts of it. I will go in sequential order, but I'm going to skip some of it because it's fairly long. But stop trying to fix yourselves. Stop trying to apply external solutions to your internal pain. Your pain can only be resolved from within. The external solution, do more. Do differently, change yourself on the outside, does not change the inside. But freedom is an inside job. It comes from within. It comes from the inner shifts and transformation like that of a caterpillar to the butterfly. That shift, that metamorphosis changes who you are on the inside. And then that inner shift, that inner change can be easily expressed on the outside. When you learn to love and accept yourself more fully, the external ways in which you beat yourself up through food, drink, and damaging relationships, and so on, can easily change as you allow yourself to be more loving. You allow yourself more loving ways of being. Sorry, I couldn't read my handwriting. And so I, you know, that's just the first part of it, but It's realizing that, oh, if we change on the inside, if we shift on the inside, if we allow ourselves to actually accept ourselves a little bit more before we try to fix ourselves, or actually not fixing ourselves, but accepting ourselves and then saying, okay, now I'd like to do something to help myself. And so those external ways of being that we have, that so many of us have, you know, binge eating or relationships that are painful, we can change those. When we change on the inside, it's easy to change those. And so it continues. Do you want to say anything?
Just when you mentioned about, because it is, when you say you beat yourself up with this and food and stuff, and it's funny because when, if I were to think about if I was going to make this goal, it's usually what's most urgent in my life because, and it's when I think of something, I think, oh, I want to change this, and it's urgent that I do this goal. It's so important. It's because it's probably where I'm the most beating myself up in life, and that hurts. And my inner being is saying, oh my gosh, please stop that, because that inside, that really hurts.
That is true. And a lot of times it is where we're beating ourselves up. Sometimes it is where we feel pressure from others. You know, like the weight loss or something like that. We maybe feel pressure from others, so we should want to do this, or the gym, or blood pressure's high, go to the gym, you know. So it's either, we're in pain some way, whether it's coming from within us, or whether we're in pain in response to what other people are telling us. And so the desire to change is a great thing, as you mentioned. Change is happening. You know, ask anybody who's seen the first wrinkle on their face when they get older, and they're like, change happens whether you want it to or not. And, you know, and so, but we don't realize that we have more power over the change in terms of if we can change on the inside. That is within our power to change. We might need help, but it's in our power to change. You know, I can't make myself, I'm 5'1", I cannot make myself 5'6", no matter how hard I try. But there's so much change on the inside that we do have power to change. And, you know, I think we're trying to embrace our power when we say we're going to make these goals to make these changes. Yes. And yet, but we don't necessarily, as Deepak says, open yourself to the power that creates change. And that power is coming from within. Self-love is a power that creates change. Self-acceptance is a power that creates change. You know, so the divine continues with, when you are internally aligned with self-love and health, life stops being a struggle because you no longer create resistance or put up roadblocks to the things that are beneficial to you. And you don't try to force external change, trying to push yourself towards the plate of vegetables or the gym. Instead, you feel your way easily and effortlessly into what serves you best. And it's no longer about have to, it becomes about want to, without pushing, prodding, or self-coercion. And life easily flows in the direction of greater health, happiness, and beauty. But first, you must be willing to shift internally to resolve your inner pain. And, you know, I think we want to resolve it with an external fix. And if we're beating ourselves up in any way because of what we say, or we feel we're not good enough, or we weigh 20 pounds more than we should, or whatever it is, that motivator to change is becomes like a Band-Aid. It becomes like, I'm just covering up the pain. I'm covering up the wound. And so we want to heal those wounds. We need to go through life with wounds all the time. We have the ability to be healed. And, you know, so the divine goes on and talks a little bit more about changing on the inside, that live life from the inside out. When you resolve your inner pain, then change is easy and it becomes permanent and supportive of you. And there's no struggle with it. And so, you know, it's a different way that we think about, you know, we want to fix the problem, so we come up with this answer to the problem. But the problem exists because of some kind of inner wounding, some kind of inner pain. And we can be free of that.
I have a big question, and this may, we'll probably go into commercial on this one, but this is a, I'm just asking, just not you per se, but just in conversation, because on one hand, like I love, and I think everybody hears this, you know, accept the change. And you use, for instance, like that first wrinkle that pops up. We want to accept it, but not accept it for what the meaning is, the negative meaning of it. But maybe I need clarification to help others on that too, because there's some changes that we go, well, wait a second, if we're opening up to the power of change, that's what I want to change. And then you're like, well, wait a second, if I'm supposed to, you know, like accept the change too and not resist it, how do we do that?
Sure. That's a good one. And you know, because, you know, you might decide, somebody might decide to get work, and I have no judgment of that, you know, and, you know, get a little something
work
to
as an
prop up the skin or whatever.
Yes,
you know?
Gotcha.
But
okay.
If you're doing it because, you know, like, ugh, I hate myself, I'm old and I just feel gross, or if you're doing it because, you know, this is what makes me feel beautiful. I am beautiful on the inside, and this is going to help the outside be more expressive of the beautiful on the inside, then that will be something that, you know, you will change. That change, you will be able to feel that joy in that change, rather than, I still have wrinkles or whatever, you know. So
that's where you're coming
from.
So
the external change, if it comes from self-love and acceptance, if it comes from a place of, so, right, what you resist persists. Carl Jung said that.
Yeah.
So if we can accept the fact that we have the wrinkles, and maybe that's it. Maybe for us, it's for one person, accepting the wrinkles, embracing them, is something that brings a sense of peace to them. And somebody else might say, well, you know, I have a job that's visible, and or, you know what, I have plenty of money, and this is something I want to do for myself. And you do it not because, like, ugh, I'm just old and gross, but because this is how I feel radiant when I have that wrinkle is gone. You know, you see, the motivation is different, and therefore the experience, the entire experience is different.
I think that was actually the most perfect example. And I know we have to sneak away to commercial, but when we're back, there's going to be way more, like, just like exactly like this, easy analogies to help you guys love your goals and find a way to have them make you happy.
Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Is eager to help you and give you clarity. You only need to be willing to ask your burning question and listen to the answer Source wants you to have. As a channeler of divine messages, I take your questions directly to the divine and hear what Source is longing to tell you. I'm Noemi Grace, and my co-host Lisa Berry and I welcome you to join us as a listener or caller on Access to Angels and Grace, two Wednesdays a month. Call in, ask your most burning questions, hear the divine's exact words giving you guidance and clarity. Access to Angels and Grace, where messages of joy await you.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Welcome back, everyone. You're here with us on Access to Angels and Grace. I'm Lisa Berry, and Noemi Grace. I always get excited when I say your name because I know you always bring good stuff.
As do you. And I really like what you said before the commercial about, you know, acceptance and change. What's the relationship there? I'm sure the divine has plenty to say about that. So that's, you know, to help us, well, you know, because
the one question I would love to ask if you want.
Okay.
Because what you exactly highlighted is that I thought, wow, if internal change if change comes from my internal desire, I can do it instantly, like snap my fingers, because I know even right now, having more clarity just by speaking with you and sharing and having this conversation, I literally feel like change has happened. So in essence, I actually have already hit some goals. See how easy that was? But yes, acceptance, because I think as we learn to accept, how to accept ourselves more, maybe that's the really good question for Source. How do we accept ourselves if there is a lot of non-acceptance floating around?
Okay.
All right.
And yes, that's a great question. And this is an opportunity for me to actually say that my book, An Intimate Dialogue with God, The Miraculous Power of Unconditional Self-Love, has a whole chapter called the Self-Love Miracle. I mean, the Self-Acceptance Miracle. So it's about a whole chapter about how self-acceptance becomes a miracle in our lives. But I will certainly ask the divine right now.
And I will reread that chapter when we're done the show.
Okay. All right. So for anyone who's not familiar with sort of my process here, I get a little silent and I'm opening up deepening the connection with the divine, just becoming more aware of the divine presence that's here with me and with all of us now. And then I'll greet the divine, and then the divine source, God, spirit, however you call it, it's all one, will start to speak and until they're complete, and then I'll come back. I never really go fully away, but it's not me speaking. So, okay. Hello, Divine. Here with Lisa and the listeners, and wanted to ask about self-acceptance. You know, it is a challenge for so many of us, and how we can accept ourselves. How can we move to a place of greater self-acceptance if we're struggling with that, or we're judging ourselves, or there's a lot of non-acceptance floating around? That's what Lisa said. So. Hello, Noemi Grace. Hello, Lisa. Hello to all who are listening. We are deeply moved to share with you about self-acceptance because this is such a great struggle, and it is yet the key to so much for you. It is something that so many of you sidestep. Fix this, change that, patch that, instead of coming to self-acceptance. And truly, self-acceptance is a key. It is a liberation. In self-acceptance, you have all kinds of choices. With non-acceptance, you're limiting yourself by the judgment. You're limiting yourself by what you are willing to do. So in the self-acceptance, in the example that Noemi Grace was bringing up about wrinkles, which we particularly like to look at because they are a sign of wisdom to us. But we understand that humans, that you don't like your wrinkles very much, most of you. And in that place of judgment of them, you miss the opportunity to accept the beautiful person that you have become through aging. And if you don't feel that you've become that beautiful person through aging, you miss the opportunity to choose to become that beautiful person through aging, to become that beautiful person every day, to become that person on the inside that you can embrace and you can hug and you can love. And then if you choose to change the wrinkles, that option is available, but you may find that they don't bother you anymore. And so non-acceptance is a default mechanism. It's a default means for you. It is a default way of living. And that non-acceptance starts with non-acceptance of yourself. Judgment is so rampant in your world, and there's so much judgment everywhere you look, and you internalize that. And as long as you are judging yourself, you can't accept yourself. Start to recognize the judgment and choose to let it go. It may be sound challenging because the judgment is so steeped and ingrained within you. But recognize it and say, I choose to accept this. I choose to let this go, even if you don't know how. That shift, that internal shift of choice, I choose to let this go. I choose to accept this. I choose to not judge this. I choose to be with this and be okay with this. That internal shift allows the change, even if you don't know how to make the change, even if you don't know how to stop judging. I choose to accept this. I choose to be okay with this. I choose to see that I'm judging this. I'm judging myself here. I'm judging what is going on in my life. I'm judging others. I choose to see that and say, no more. No more judgment of this. This is not what I desire. I desire to be at peace, because without acceptance, peace is pretty sparse. With acceptance, peace can be pervasive. Peace brings the joy, and the joy of living, and peace brings fulfillment. And so recognizing that the things you're judging are keeping you from that joy, from the peace, from the fulfillment, from having the life that you love. All of those things, so many of them are so small in the scheme of your entire life, of all the days and moments of your life. That thing that you're judging that's keeping you from peace. And in peace, you can change anything. In peace, there's no resistance. And without resistance, you can change anything. In resistance, you are pushing and pulling at the same time and on both sides and keeping yourself stuck. And stuck is not a comfortable position for you. Stuck creates pain. Allowing yourself to change, choosing change over stuckness, change over feeling stuck and mediocre and mundane and life being the same with nothing different. Choose peace. Choose peace by letting go of the judgment. Choose peace by saying, today I'm not going to judge this. This moment, even in this moment, right now, I'm just going to let this go. I'm going to let myself be. Catch yourself with all that negative self-talk, because it is running rampant in your mind for many of you. Catch yourself and be willing to stop it and embrace yourself and say something kind to yourself. And that self-kindness becomes self-loving and self-accepting. Change is hard for many of you, for all of you. It is hard for the species. But when you, on the inside, have no resistance, when you, on the inside, see nothing wrong with what is, you may not want to be there, but you're not wasting your energy judging it, resisting it, pushing it away, rejecting it. It is here. What do you choose? You have the power of choice. You have so much more power of choice than you, many of you, realize. The power that you have to choose is extraordinary, but you cannot choose it if you are resisting, if you are judging, if you are not allowing yourself to be with what is. We encourage you to be kinder to yourself. Change that starts with kindness will grow and can become a powerful force in your life that will propel you in the direction that you desire to go. We are complete with this transmission in this moment. Namaste.
Did you? Oh, Noemi, I have a new relationship with the word kindness because of that. So thank you.
I was not expecting that. You know, I knew what they channeled to me from my book. So, you know, yeah. I really don't know what's going to come out of this when I start to open to the divine. I really don't know. So it's usually a pleasant surprise, some part of it, and that kindness piece. And it's so important.
Yes.
We're really in self-kindness. So many of us are not nice to ourselves.
No. I truly feel like what just happened, you know, it's so funny. You're speaking of, and Source was talking about wrinkles and lines. I feel like, you know, that little wand that comes up and it gives you an option to do filter or something on your post or your pictures. I feel like a kindness wand just showed up and went swoopy, swoopy, swoopy all over me. And I was like, oh, I feel like I've been kindness filtered.
Swoopy, swoopy.
But I really do. I feel like, wow, I just feel like, oh, who could I say something kind to right now and think and feel into myself? And wow, who knew? Well, everybody. Kindness is the resolution, the resolving part to judgment and harshness and lack of acceptance. Kindness is the answer.
Kindness. So, and kindness is something we can do, you know, because we can do kind actions, and we can start with saying something kind to ourselves, rather than, you know, a lot of people say this phrase, they say stupid me, and or things like that. And when I catch it, when I'm sitting with a client and I'm like, excuse me, what did you just say? And you know, a lot of times they say, what did I say? I don't know. What did I say? And it's like, catch that. Be kind to yourself. Laugh, yes. You know, laugh, that ability to laugh at yourself with lightheartedness, you know, just like, well, I don't know what I was thinking when I did that. It's just kind of a laugh rather than, ugh, what was I thinking? That was dumb. You know, just kind of like, I don't know, but
see,
just lighten. Allowing.
Yeah.
Niceness.
Yeah. Nice and kind. And actually, you know, another thing that people say a lot too, and they might not catch it as much as when they say, oh, stupid me, that's very bold, like that word. We used to get grounded if we said the S word when we were little. It was like, what? No, did you just call your sister the S word? Oh, that's it. But the other thing people say a lot is, and very similar, but we won't catch it as much as when we feel defeated and we say, nothing goes right for me. Nothing can ever work out for me. Everything seems to break or fall apart around me. Like, and that's so harsh and judgmental and mean and imprisoning almost.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, and I will hear that from clients. We're like, well, you know, here's what happened this week. You know, things always, you know, in my life, they don't work out or whatever. You know, I like to listen to Abraham and watch, especially the animated Abraham, the little cartoons that people have made. And they have a phrase, everything is always working out for me. To go through, to shift yourself out of this self-defeated place or this negative self-talk. Everything always works out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Now, that's a pretty bold statement, you know. sometimes when I put it on, I'm like, oh, everything's working out. Oh, except for this one thing. No.
There's my bank account in the negative, and there's a credit card bill, and there's the extra wrinkle, and there's the 20 pounds, and everything's working out for me. Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's what we focus on, right? I mean, if we're focusing on that, all of that, you know, the things that aren't working, we get more of not working. You know,
exactly.
If we focus on kindness, we get more kindness, and we get more kindness from ourselves, we get more kindness from other people. And when we're in kindness, that allows us to accept, and in acceptance we have peace. I mean, I thought that process was pretty powerful. And mm-hmm. kindness, I think, is something, not for me, it's kindness. We can all be kind, kinder to ourselves in some small way, or even a big way. We can be kinder to ourselves, and that starts to create that change from within that leads to greater happiness.
That is so true. And the one thing that I really picked up with the channeling there from the lovely divine is, and we'll revisit this after commercial again, but I felt a big thing that when we want a change to happen because we're trying to experience relief, and relief is something that is hurtful. And so when we experience the relief, we get the peace. Or my question for when we come back is, do we choose peace first and then we experience the relief? So let's hang on to that one. We'll sneak away to commercial, and then I would love to see it with the chicken or the egg. Relief or peace, peace or relief?
Radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going OM? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, Noemi Grace.
Hi, Lisa Berry.
That was my way of introducing us. Well, everybody, you're listening to Access to Angels and Grace. And I just love doing the show because so much clarity comes through your messages, Noemi, when you're delivering them from Source. And they just possess so much wisdom and love. And so thank you. I want to start with a thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lisa, for that acknowledgement. And that is something that since I started to receive these messages, there's loving, there's no judgment, there's no blame, there's nothing negative. It's even if I'm in a negative place, what I receive is so uplifting, and I'm just so grateful for that. You know,
that's
and so
interesting. So even when you're in a negative place, you can be like the grumpiest, angry, blamey, judgmental, blah, or hurt person, you know, state. And then when you channel, it's always still loving. They don't say, get off your keister and pick up that face.
Well, they might, but they'll say it with love, you know. Sometimes it's like, oh, do you want to wallow? You know, it's like that. I mean, you get the truth. But it's a loving, it's loving, you know, it's not stop wallowing, you whatever, you know, it's just like, do you really want to continue to wallow? Well, I guess not, you know. But so before commercial, you posed sort of a question, does peace come first or relief first? And my initial response would be peace, but I'm certainly willing to ask the divine, from that vantage point, their timeless, omnipresent vantage point, what comes first and how can we have more relief?
Okay, I love that.
Yeah, because relief, that's right. You're saying, you said something about loving your goals and having your goals love you and all of that. And that's because we're seeking that relief and how, you know, all the reasons why we do things are so important. And a lot of times we do things without looking at why. And when we understand why, then sometimes we realize that what we're doing to sort of address that why is not the best approach. But if we don't know why, if we don't know what motivates us, we're now like, I gotta push myself to be one of those resolution people at the gym, you know, or which is not, I'm not opposed to the gym in any way, shape, or form. I started talking to the divine on the elliptical. That was the first time I heard the divine speak, so.
That's right, you know. Yes. Yeah. They were working out with you. They were right alongside with you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. We could check in with the divine and see what they have to say about peace and relief. And
so that question really, I'll clarify that one, was as we desire to experience relief through change. That's where we're choosing our change from. I want to change this. Mm-hmm. I want to make this goal to this because I want to experience relief. Do I choose peace first or do I experience the relief first to achieve the peace?
Yeah. So first I was saying, yeah, my sense was peace, but now I'm sensing that it could be a two-way street. But yeah, I'll go in and check it out with the divine. Right. So give me a few seconds and the divine will start. Source will share with us about peace and relief. Hello, divine. Got a great question from Lisa. I think relevant to so much to all of us. About how do we get to peace and relief? Do we do something to create the relief and then feel peace, or do we choose peace and through that feel relief? Because we're so much of our time looking for relief. Love to hear what you have to say. And we love to share it. We love this question. Relief is something that is so key for so many of you. So many of you live your lives looking for relief, either looking for relief or believing there is no relief, that you must endure, that relief will not come. There's no possibility of relief in this set of circumstances or for you as a person, or you're craving that relief. And relief is a sign. Relief is something that takes you out of what you feel, the non-acceptance of what you feel, unable to embrace that which you struggle with, takes you out of the struggle. So you are looking to no longer struggle, to not be in this struggle, the struggle that gives you pain, the struggle that creates suffering for you. and there's so much suffering on your planet, and we have to say that so much of it is self-created, so much of it. Yes, you create suffering for each other as well, but you create so much suffering for yourselves, and in that place there is no sense of relief. And relief does come through peace, and relief comes through the choice to let go of what you're hanging on to. In that suffering, you are hanging on to something. When you are struggling, you're hanging on to something for dear life. You may be pushing it away at the same time, but you are hanging on. You are in attachment. And so in peace, there is not attachment to anything that causes you to struggle, that anything that causes you pain. There is acceptance of it, but there is no resistance, no rejection, no judgment. And so relief is an underlying motivator. It's an underlying force that is pushing and propelling you to change, to do something different. Because you are experiencing pain, you are in the suffering of that pain. And so choose peace as a path to relief. And also choose what works. Choose what is self-loving. Choose what is kind. Choose what fills you up and fulfills you. And choose to let go of the things that you perseverate on and you continue to harp on, the things that you are harboring. Let them go. If they do not bring satisfaction, if they do not bring you peace, why are you hanging on to them? Be willing to let them go if they do not bring you peace, and in that you will experience relief. Be willing to ask for help from us. If you can't let it go, if you are so attached so strongly, like someone who has the electric volts going through their body and they're attached to that wire, that live wire. If you can't let it go like that person, ask for our help. We are here to help you. We have nothing else to do but help you. And so, yes, of course, there are so many things we do, but we're here. We multitask like you would not believe, and we can help you while orchestrating all kinds of things on your planet and beyond. We are here to help. The angels are here to help. The angels are born, as we said, as Angel Gabriel said last time, in service, in love, in service to humanity. And so there's so much help available. If you want relief, ask for help. And not, you may need to ask for help from your neighbor, from your friend, from your family, but also ask for help from us. You do not need to suffer alone. You do not need to be pushing at anything. You do not need to be struggling to make anything happen. And you do not need to hang on to anything that hurts you. Stop hurting yourselves with non-love. Stop hurting yourselves with non-kindness. Stop hurting yourselves. Stop beating yourselves up. Say, I don't want this. And help me to let it go. And you will be able to let go instantly if you ask for our help, because our help, when we give it, it is instantaneous. And you need to ask. We will not force it on you. And so relief is the need, the desire for relief, again, is a sign that you are in suffering and in struggling. Let it go by choosing to stop hanging on. Let go of that attachment. Choose the thing that is causing you pain to not want to have that anymore, to not hang on to that, and ask for our help to let it go. And you'll be able to do it, even if you haven't been able to in the past. And when you experience that relief, there will be a lot more peace. Choose peace, the path of peace, which means no more self-judgment in this moment. We're not saying you flip a switch like a light switch and now there's no more judgment. It is part of the human condition, but no more judgment. I will not judge myself for this. I will not judge this thing. I will not judge that person. I'm here. I want peace. And in that peace, I will experience relief. and that will open up the opportunity for joy. And so much joy is possible for all of you. And we understand that in some moments are so painful that you cannot experience the joy, but you can experience the peace. We love you so much. We, as your source, love you unconditionally and always, no matter what. We do not beat you up. So stop beating yourself up and start to experience the relief of peace. Namaste. Namaste, Divine.
Well, that answered that. Peace definitely is first, but they added a twist, an extra piece. I love it. Peace is first. Peace as the path to relief, and that will give us the opportunity open up for joy. So now we have peace, one, relief, two, joy, third.
Joy.
That was fantastic.
Oh, thank you. It felt fantastic to just receive that. You know, it's just,
yeah,
it's so uplifting to receive it. And you listened so intently, so with such presence that it's really helpful for me, because as the words are coming, sometimes they're speaking slowly, but sometimes they get, the divine gets pretty animated and the words are just coming and I can't like put them into short-term memory, you know. They're coming
right,
too fast,
right,
you know,
that translation. Well, in listening to it, and thank you for even acknowledging or noticing that, because it's hopefully source is like, oh good, Lisa's listening, so yeah, there we go. And then they're hitting my vibe, oh she's getting this, then we'll continue. Because what I also got, which I loved, was we all often say like, what is your why. Well, I'm now going to actually hear in my mind, I don't need to say it out loud all the time, but what is my intention, not just the why, because it's deeper for me. So what is my why, what is my intention? And my intention is to experience peace. And then moving for that allows me to act with kindness, to lessen up and then stop, you know, eventually, because you can't get from here to there, on my self-judgment and self-harshness and of others. But I like that. If my intention is peace, that's my why, then relief will come and then joy is to be experienced. It's a beautiful equation.
Yeah. It is a beautiful equation. And I like the piece where they talked about knowing what your motivation is for your actions, because then we can actually choose something that's a better action for us, something that will get us, you know, why are we doing this thing, you know, even why are we beating ourselves up, because we want to feel, we would like to be, I'm putting air quotes here, a better person, or like to be kinder, or like to be more accomplished, or like to be something else. But if you want to be more accomplished, appreciate the accomplishments that you have now. If you want to be better, appreciate where you are better right now and start to choose more of that.
And I love the best parts. I have to do this because this is so important, that I know how much I get. Just look the small, tiny time frame of energy and stuff that it took in 12, let's say 12 minutes of that beautiful message that you channeled really gave me a big answer. And so I really want to invite everybody to connect with you, Noemi, because a lot can come when you resolve something, when you get that answer, when you have that clarity, and you experience relief. So I'm inviting everybody to get a hold of you, because you do channel for people and you ask source their question and their help, like what do they need help with. So I'll let you take it from there, just to make that offer and an invitation, because I think everybody would benefit. All they need is 15 minutes, even.
It's a short period of time for sure. 15, half an hour if you want to have a little chat. But so on my website, Noemi Grace, which is Noemi and then Grace, grace.com/access, because we're talking about access, there's a special offer, a very, very discounted offer for a channeled message about whatever it is that maybe you're looking for some relief from, or you know, you hear this message and there may be still within you a further question, well, what about this for me? Or how can I do that? Because this is going on in my life. And So a personalized message from the divine. And there's lots of testimonials on the site for people that have benefited from the messages. And I love channeling messages for people. So if you feel called, I'd be happy to be of service in that way.
And if for some reason you want to take a step, an easy step right this minute, you can go on, log on to Amazon and pick up and purchase your book, Noemi, and then they can have their homework and read the chapter on self-acceptance.
Yes, and then that book is An Intimate Dialogue with God, The Miraculous Power of Unconditional Self-Love.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Noemi. I love spending my time with you here on air and everybody who's listening.
I love this time too. Yes. You're welcome, and thank you, Lisa. I enjoy this so much.
May everybody move forward in kindness and experience peace. Until next time. Yep. Bye, Noemi.